This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Time for our first weekly catch-up of 2024 with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about what has been happening around the organisation and, of course, news and topics relating to life as a blind or partially sighted person. Hello, Matt. Happy New Year and thank you for joining me this week.
Hello, Toby. Good to be into January. Nice to get cracking with the new year, so good to meet you.
I thought we'd start this week, Matt, with the launch of the RNIB See Differently Awards 2024, as nominations for the seven categories have just gone live as we record. This is a great opportunity to celebrate people, teams and organisations who have been going that extra mile to support blind and partially sighted people and, of course, help to make a more inclusive society too.
Yes, that's right. We do these awards every 2 years, the RNIB See Differently Awards. So we did it 2 years ago and had a really fabulous ceremony. You know, one of the big things we did coming out of COVID in London, Amar Latif hosted for us, which he was fantastic. And there were lots of very worthy award winners on that night. And now 2 years on, we're doing it again, which is great. So there'll be another award ceremony in London at the same very accessible venue in May. And what we've launched this week is the process of people to nominate across the seven categories of awards that we have. And they range from sort of team of the year to volunteer of the year to social content of the year. And we always have a lifetime achievement award as well on top of that. And we have a panel of people, you know, from the sector, a lot of visually impaired people, obviously, to act, you know, with me to adjudicate on all the nominations that come in. And we hone down and pick, you know, the very deserving winners who we award on the night. And I think it's really important, you know, it's a great event and it's a good evening, but, you know, more importantly, it's a brilliant opportunity to really showcase and celebrate blind and partially sighted people making a difference in UK society. You know, our purpose is to build the perfect country for everyone with sight loss. And, you know, this is just goes to show how people are really stretching themselves to help achieve that sort of purpose, really, through their own efforts. And it's great to be able to award people. We had Amar Latif hosting it last time. He was brilliant. And again, another brilliant physical manifestation of, you know, a very, very talented vision impaired person. Just, you know, since then has picked up the ABE for his sort of achievements and commitment. And I'm sure we'll have someone of similar weight to help host on the night in May when we get to the awards. But I just encourage the listeners to engage on our website and through our social media with the nominations process. If you're out there and you know of someone who, you know, possibly an unsung hero or heroine who really deserves the accolades, then please do put the nominations in. You know, there is no bad nomination and we will scrupulously assess them all and make sure, you know, they're properly, you know, reviewed and we come up with some great winners on the night. So yeah, it's great to kick off the new year, Toby, by setting up something that's going to be so exciting and rewarding, you know, later in the year.
I believe people can nominate themselves. And the deadline for nominations is midnight on Friday, the 2nd of February 2024. And more can be found on the RNIB website. Details coming up a bit later. We must also talk, Matt, this week that it was, of course, World Braille Day on the 4th of January, celebrating Louis Braille and all that is Braille. I'm a Braille user myself, and I have our notes for this catch-up on my Braille display in front of me at the moment. But the RNIB has a sort of long legacy with Braille, doesn't it?
Yes. I mean, you could argue we were set up really, you know, in 1868, you know, to provide, you know, access for people to materials for reading and education. And there were a number of different methods that people could use at the time that were all sort of jockeying for primacy, weren't they? And Braille ultimately sort of won out. But it really was, you know, one of the founding elements of the RNIB, you know, more than 150 years ago. And we've got a proud track record over all that time, including up to today, you know, modern times, as you just said, you know, many, many Braille users practically up and down the country. And we have provided a host of support over the years for Braille users, whether that's through training, through the provision of equipment, through education, you know, through working with employers and educators and other partners to help support people with Braille who needed it, you know, practically to hold down a job or access information or for education purposes. I think, you know, well, I know we have out on display permanently in our, from our archive in our new office in London, you know, a variety of things to show, you know, old Braille machines and old documents in Braille, you know, that show over that 150 years how the RNIB has just been woven into the sort of Braille evolution. So yeah, it's a really critical, has been a really critical part of our operations, and it's great to be able to support World Braille Day. We did a great thing on social media yesterday. Actually, we were over inundated with people. I've just seen where we asked people to send in their names, and we would turn them into the appropriate sort of Braille version of the word, and we were pushing that back out on social media yesterday to lots of people. I saw that we sort of had to put out a note saying we were too inundated to actually cope after 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. So lots of people really engaged with it yesterday, which is great. But again, I think it was a great way just to show, you know, a very fun way to show still the relevance of Braille and make it quite a fun and engaging thing yesterday. But yeah, it was great to celebrate World Braille Day yesterday.
Well, of course, you can find a lot about not only Braille, but also more about the RNIB See Differently Awards 2024, along with a wide range of information and advice about living with sight loss on the RNIB website. And that RNIB website address is rnib.org.uk. You can always, of course, call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 or use your Amazon smart device and ask dear old lady A to call the RNIB helpline too. Well, Matt, thank you very much indeed for joining me this week here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, it's actually, I enjoy coming back to work in January and really looking forward to the new year. Lots to be optimistic about. I think, you know, the See Differently Awards is only one thing going on this year, clearly, but I think a sign of a sort of confident aspiration for 2024. And I just wish happy new year to all the listeners. Nice to speak to you.